Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Hey, I want to wish a happy birthday yesterday to Sadie Steinbach. Sadie was here at the ballpark yesterday celebrating her birthday. That is awesome. No better place to celebrate than in spring training. Sadie Steinbach turned 15 yesterday down here on spring break with friends, went to the game yesterday. Big shout out to Sadie. By the way, she is an awesome basketball player. Very, very good. Joining us is Bernie Miklas and his visit, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. Good morning, Bernie. What's going on?
Good to be with you, my friend Tom Ackerman. I'm doing swell.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Well, I just talked to John Mozeliak, and, you know, interesting, he kind of takes us into the room a little bit and sort of the philosophy. What I take from him is, you know, they have this new look reset of a front office. And he kind of said it there as they want Haim, and he hopes that Haim and Rob Serfolio and that group also understand that this organization, while they want to redevelop everything, they don't want it to be a 3 or 4 year teardown. That we're kind of, just to paraphrase what he said, this is a team that still wants to stay competitive. Interesting situation they've found themselves in.
No, I understand what he's saying, but, you know, I would point out one thing. They lost 91 games in 2023. They, because of their bullpen, you know, they had a winning record, but they had one of the worst offenses in the National League. So over the last 2 years, they ranked 22nd in the majors in winning percentage. So I have an open mind about this year. I just refuse to just like dismiss any team for maybe doing better than what we expect. And that applies to every team that's got at least a fighting chance. So I'm not sure what the 2025 Cardinals do. But my point is, if this is another season where it's disappointing, they don't make the playoffs, maybe they really get worse instead of better. Well, then that would be 3 years in a row where basically nothing was accomplished. So it's hard for me to sort of reconcile this idea. It's like, well, we don't want to get to a 3 or 4 year teardown. Well, this would be year three of a period of time where they just haven't gotten much done, and they still have more questions than answers. So I'm trying to figure out what's the difference. However, no, I don't think they ever had to do a whole teardown. They really don't. And I've never thought, well, just tear the whole thing down. I've never thought. But they also should be making decisions not just for 25, but how those decisions will affect 2026. And, you know, just to anticipate a question, you know, I don't, if you're sort of preparing for 26 and also trying to maybe put the best team on the field for 25, I'm not sure why Victor Scott doesn't fit into that. And so it's what my point is that the Cardinals are entitled to do whatever they want, but I don't blame any fan. I don't blame myself for being constantly confused about what exactly the objective is.
Well, I don't see a team much different than last year if they have Mats on it and they have Siani on it. I mean, well, not that they wouldn't be on it, but in my 26-man roster, which I have right here, I work on it every day depending on what they do in terms of moves. Now that they've added Maton and they got rid of – not rid of, but they sent down O'Brien, et cetera, I changed it up. It still has Matthew Liberatore in the rotation, and it still has Victor Scott at center field. If you're going to do it, why not do it right now? I mean, just, you know, take a gamble and have a little fun with it. It'll be interesting to see where they go. Just trying to read what they're doing, it sure sounds like they're going to do the opposite of what I just said.
Yeah, Cordy, you know, I think you agree with me. We trust the instincts of Katie Wu, The Athletic, and Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch. They get good information. They have a good sense of the way things are going to go. And it was very interesting to me this morning to read that both of them think Siani will be the starting center fielder and Scott will likely go to the minors. And I don't know what to do. I've been so like ticked off about this and some other stuff that I'm like actually – you know, running out of things to say.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, in terms of expressing, you know, my frustration because what does Victor Scott have to do exactly? Like, you know, they didn't give him proper training and instruction in the minors. He was taking wrong routes to the ball. You know, he was taking bad first two steps when he's pursuing balls. They didn't have a full-time outfield instructor. It took a part-time hitting instructor, Ryan Ludwig, to suggest a leg kick, which kind of changed Victor Scott's season around. You know, his last 20 games in Memphis or so, he was really, really good. He came up to the major leagues. The first few games or so were quiet. But over the last 18 games, 19 games, Victor Scott at the major league level last season hit .311. He had a .354 on-base percentage. He had a .467 slugging percentage. He goes into spring, and he's been their best hitter from start to finish, and he's also getting better in center field because of the work with John Jay. So my point is, like, this sounds really jaded, and I apologize, but what exactly is the point of spring training if a Victor Scott performs the way he does and he's not good enough to beat out Michael Siani, if in fact it turns out that way? Well, like, what, like, You know, and let me throw this in, Tom, because you and I and Kevin Wheeler and Matt Pauley have been talking about spring training. And, well, the spring training stats matter. And I've always said, well, I just really don't pay much attention to them. But in this case, the Cardinals offense was doing so bad down there. I don't blame people for being concerned. But I look at Victor Scott in the spring he's had, and if he doesn't make the team, then we have our answer. Spring training stats absolutely do not matter. And that's not our opinion. That would be the opinion of the people setting this roster for 2025.
That's right. You know, I've looked at spectacular. Let's look talk pitching for a minute. I mean, if you're going by spring training stats, Michael McGreevy should be in the rotation. I should throw his name in there too. Now, you can't fit six in there. You're not going to go with a six-man rotation. But Michael McGreevy, if you were ever going to do it, why wouldn't you do it right now? Just, you know, take a shot. And here's the answer to that question probably from the team is that they want to see him start in the Memphis rotation and be that first call, and they're going to lean towards what they know. I just I'm ready to roll some dice, and I don't know that it's a big dice roll, honestly, with McGreevy.
Right. Well, the thing of it is the Cardinals box themselves in because no matter what, they're going to give the ball to Miles Michaelis every fifth day, and they're going to give the ball to Steven Matz every fifth day. Now, listen, they have $29 million tied up in both of these guys, called $30 million in both of those guys this year, and their philosophy, their policy has always been, well, we're paying these guys, and that's it. We're paying them. You know, that's why we're paying them to pitch. But the thing that's weird about it is like, well, you know, one way or the other, these guys are going to get paid. They're going to get paid if they pitch poorly. They're going to get paid if they don't pitch at all. Steven Matz's case, and I'm not trying to take a cheap shot, he's going to get paid no matter how many times he gets hurt. So I don't understand this idea that's like, well, we're paying them, so they're in the rotation. It just seems, okay, well, can maybe stop talking about resets and ways and all that stuff, you know. Yeah, there's a runway. It's a runway that's leading Michael McGreevy, probably leading Michael McGreevy and Victor Scott to the Memphis runway, not the St. Louis runway.
Bernie, I hope they sell the heck out of some tickets for opening day. But yeah. You, on your latest video, one of your latest on YouTube, you talked about that and more. And I would direct everybody to the Bernie Show. We only have a minute here before we to be out at 11:55 for Cardinals. But your video series is excellent, my friend, on YouTube, the Bernie Show.
Well, yeah, it's good. And we got some changes coming up with that. And, you know, we look forward to talking about that as well. But I appreciate everything I do here for Camo X, and love being part of the Gas House gang. And we'll be back at 12 noon tomorrow doing that live streaming. And you can, you know, grab that on YouTube at any time.
Yes, we will. The Gas House gang is on YouTube noon Monday through Friday. A lot of people are watching Bernie and listening to that show also. Thank you, Bernie.
Tom, have a great rest of your Sunday. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. The family's in town, so looking forward to catching up a little bit. And also, one other thing is that Vince Coleman is going to join me for breakfast on opening day. Go to KMOX.com/events. The Budweiser First Pitch Breakfast from KMOX is going to be unbelievable. Vince Coleman telling stories about the 80s. What more do you need? How about cocktails and breakfast? That is for you on opening day at Cardinals Nation, KMOX.com/events, to hang out with Vince Coleman on opening day. Thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.